Hello everybody, a new week, a new episode of Fat Bodies here on YouTube channel, on Spotify or on Google or Apple podcast. How are you, Jake?
I'm good, a little sleepy with a 1 month old baby, but doing good today. Quarantining ourselves in makes it a little bit more interesting, right?
Yeah, I guess everybody just suddenly has more time to stay, or maybe on the PC, on the computer, on the PlayStation. Yeah. So I guess it's an interesting week for everybody watching and probably consuming more online content these days.
Agree. So it's a great time to tune into the show, guys.
Yeah, and today, just to make you a small recap, we're going to talk about theme of the week moments. I guess this is how it's called. The next promo, which EA may release on Friday, and some investments to make you guys some money, to make you guys some coins, to have a nice team to play during this weekend.
Yeah, that's the goal of the episode, and we'll look at this team of the week replacement first, I think, here. So, team of the week moments. What do you think about it?
I mean, so I guess this is the team of the week from FIFA 18, right?
Yep, it is. Yep.
It's supposed to be the team of the week 27 from FIFA 18, something like that.
Yep, that's about right.
I mean, I'm looking at it and, man, this was a bad team. If you would have played FUT Champions during that week, man, this is a very bad team. I mean, come on. The only good players here, I remember FIFA 18, it was a meta speed meta speed game. Mm-hmm. That Alaba over there with 84 pace wasn't good enough for us. What else? I don't know. Bale probably is the main star here, and probably everybody will want him in the team. But everything else is very cheap, and very cheap already. So the team got released 30 minutes ago. So we are recording on Wednesday evening. Yep. Yeah, what do you think about it, Jake?
Yeah, I think that this was a really lazy approach. You know, we saw the new car design, and this design looks really nice. I would be the first to say that the car design is really cool.
The designers, the designers this year were better than the let's say people who put the teams in place.
Exactly. So we always get excited for the designs and speculate on what it could be, and that's kind of part of the problem, right? Because as a community, a good problem to have, as a community, we come up with so many cool ideas. Like, I know that we were kind of hopeful because we thought it would be something to do with the team of the week. So I think a lot of us were hopeful that they'd choose some of the best of the team of the week, for example, a team of the week 28 for a bunch of FIFA's past, right? So maybe they could have compiled a significantly better team than this with using multiple editions of FIFA. But instead, what they literally did, guys, was they took FIFA 18 team of the week and threw it into FIFA 20. So nothing different in terms of player selection, but the stats are different. So for example, and I actually don't have it up right now. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, in the meantime, while you search over there, I think they chose to do this because they will do this for the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. So it also says team of the week moments one. So expect to be another team of the week next week. And if they would have chosen, let's say, the best of team of the week or some best of from other times, other years, it would have been more work for them.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't know for how long they needed to keep releasing this. So I think that's why they chose the easier solution.
Exactly. And guys, look at my screen right now. So let's look at a couple comparisons here that are really just like, it's kind of like they're kind of like mocking us here, I feel like. So Rodriguez in this team of the week that we have on FIFA 20 has 56 pace. On the actual team of the week, he had 78 pace. Why couldn't they upgrade his pace a bunch to make him more usable? Because now if people get him in a red pick, it's completely unusable in FIFA 20. No one's going to... He'll be an SBC fodder. But this card, some people might play him. Another one that I'm looking at, Bale. He had 96 pace here. And on the FIFA 21, he has 92. And his passing is -3. His shots, -3. His physical is -3. So why did they have to do that? Another one I look at is Alaba. He has 88 pace, like you said, the 84 on FIFA 20 is kind of lacking. So, and even a card like Lingard, right? Someone who's definitely not been playing well as of recent. He has 89 pace and 89 dribbling, whereas compared to this team, he has 83 and 85. So, you know, even conceptually, I don't like it just because I think they had more room for it, and I think it's a time where they should really reward players for playing the game. They could have done a really cool, unique thing with this. They really have the ability to do whatever they want. But what makes me most upset is that they actually downgraded the stats this heavily in March. So I'm really not a fan of how they went about it, and I think the community in general feels the same.
True, very true. And I was also checking some other players, and it's interesting that, for example, we have in the first 11 two players who were at Barcelona, so Paulinho and Iniesta.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, maybe if they would have been La Liga players, they would have been better.
Yep.
Because who plays with a Chinese Super League team? Come on. And
exactly.
We have also Arnautovic, who was, I guess, from Premier League that year. Yes, yep. from West Ham. So yeah. So we have three Chinese league players in the first 11,
mm-hmm.
which let's be honest, they are not so usable in game. You can
no make, one cares
make,
about them.
Yeah, you can make a Chinese Super League team out of this team, but that's the only good side, let's say.
Exactly.
Okay, so now let's say the big question comes for you, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
The trading expert from our show. What should people do with their coins, and what to buy, how to get some coins these days, because probably more people will come into the game, they will want some better teams, and what would your advices be on that?
Yeah, so I think it's important to talk about a few things. So first thing is that they are upgrading ones to watch and headliners if they're featured in this team of the week. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, Walker's headliner got an upgrade, and he's up around, give or take, 75K today. Mm-hmm. So that's about reacting quickly. A lot of people are still getting leaks nowadays. So unless you're really part of that, the leak team, is going to be hard for you to get in on that. But it's something to definitely keep an eye on. On top of that, something that I definitely watch for is a lot of supply coming on these cards tomorrow morning. So anyone who played Foot Champs is definitely going to be hoping to pack just a few of these players in red. So we talk about Bale, maybe Alaba, but definitely Bale and Walker, I would say, are the main two that would fit people's teams.
Yeah.
So if they don't pack them, they might go to reach for them. So what you might want to look for in cards like this is tomorrow morning at Rewards, they'll get sold a little bit from all the supply, and they may end up going down in price a decent percentage. And it can be a really good time to grab some of these cards at Rewards and let them rise afterwards. Even Paulinho, a card like him with all the Brazilian links, if he's holding a decent value at Rewards, I would say probably above 45K, it could be worth looking at. So buying at that reward supply and selling later in the afternoon tends to work really well for cards like this. And because it's such a nice design, I think that these cards will be a little bit more hyped the first week in price.
Yeah, very, very true here. And just to add some context here.
Yeah.
Maybe on Friday we will get also another promo.
Yep.
EA kind of used us with all these promos like every 2 weeks, let's say. I was checking now, and we had, so now is team of the week moments, but we had before Shapeshifters part 2, Shapeshifters Winter Refresh, Future Stars 2, Future Jeez. Stars headliners 2, and team of the year. So starting team of the year, we had a promo every 2 weeks. Especially we had a promo every week, but they splitted that promo into 2 weeks. So I would say be careful with those investments. So exactly what Jake said, if you buy them, sell them in the same day, find a good hour to sell them in the same day. Don't hold them too much for Friday, because we never know when what what Friday will bring.
Exactly.
Also, what do you think? What are the chances for a Fat Birthday promo on Friday? Usually, it would come around 15-20 of March every year. It's the day EA released the FIFA Ultimate Team 10-11 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. So it should come also soon.
Yeah, you know, it's so hard to tell with everything going on in the world, and it definitely plays a factor into it. I know EA made a public statement about the health of their employees, and that being super important. But if the company is still functioning, right, and they're not on holiday or anything, part of the job is still releasing content. And I think that, like we kind of talked about, most people are spending more time really than ever on games or their computers nowadays because it's one of the few things we have. There's no sports going on, which is really important. So I think it would really be in EA's best interest and to keep people on the game. And even sadly, as we always have to think of it as a business move, to release some content for Friday. So I hope it comes. To me, it seems logical that it would come. I don't really know what Foot Birthday will entail this year. I'm looking at this current moment, and they already have Bale as a central position and Walker as a center back. And then on top of that, they already did shapeshifters, right? And last year, Foot Birthday, they kind of did cards in crazy positions. So if you remember, we had the Van Dijk striker.
I remember.
Yeah, that was last year. I don't think that was super well received. I don't know what they'll do this year.
Van Dijk and Ramos, right? Ramos was also there.
Yeah. In years past, they've done like kind of star players or historically good foot players where they release good cards of them. I remember they've done a Sturridge and things like that. So
yeah,
we'll see what route they take. I personally don't hope it's position changes because we already got a promotion for that. I know these ones were more wild, like we talked about Van Dijk at striker, but that doesn't really sound that interesting to me because we had shapeshifters.
Yeah, personally, I would want some different players. So not players that already got moments or, you know, how shapeshifters was perceived. That a lot of players in those teams had already a lot of SBCs. Mm-hmm. I would want, let's say, new players, but with boosted stats. I don't really mind if they are expensive. Probably will be expensive if they boost the stats in a good way. But I would want to see some new players like Nacho Fernandez, for example, from Real, or I don't know, some players who weren't mentioned already, like Paul Pogba. He didn't have a special card this year. So yeah, there are a lot of players who can get some nice cards there.
Agreed.
Also, what I've seen lately is that EA are starting to release some throwback SBCs. The first of those was the UEFA Champions League marquee matchup throwback this week. A lot of people are also talking about marquee matchups being a throwback also. What do you think?
That makes sense to me. You know, there's not many big games or marquee games going on with the top five leagues in a whole. So it totally makes sense for me to keep doing that for content. And, you know, they have to be a little creative here because they need to, like I said, if there's more people home than ever, they need to keep releasing stuff. So I'm fine with them doing a throwback. That totally works for me. Just something that provides some packs and something to do at least on the Thursdays.
Yeah, I agree. And personally, I will be honest with you guys. I started working on Icon Swaps, Icon Swaps Part 3. And last weekend, I played a lot of FIFA. I played for 9 tokens and I've got Prime Icon. I've put them in the Prime Icon SBC. And I've got a crazy pool. Crazy. I was like incredible pool. We can make a thumbnail and make a big title on this podcast with what I've packed. It was Lehmann, the goalkeeper. I'm very, very happy for him.
Guys, if you did the Prime Icon pack and you're watching this video, comment below who you packed. I'm really curious. It seems like such a small percentage of people are getting top cards. I mean, I know that pack weight and that's how EA goes about it generally, but I seriously see so few people getting top cards, even along the lines of like Ferdinand or Butragueno, like Del Piero. I'm not even seeing those cards pop up often. So comment below if you did the pack already. I know a lot of you grinded this week with everything going on, so I'm curious to see what you get.
Yeah, and also to add something here, I was watching Nick run the food market. I know he's a big fan of our podcast. Hello, Nick. And he did like maybe 3 or 4 videos this week with pack openings of these prime icons with his Twitch viewers,
yep.
Twitch subs. And let me tell you, there are like, I know there are some like 120, 140 prime icons in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think in his 40 pack openings, he got the same 20 players. So I've seen a lot of Hernandez from Mexico.
Same.
I've seen a lot of Makelele. I've seen the goalkeepers, of course. The best pools were German center mids like Balak and
Mateus. Yeah, those are good. Those are great.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. He packed once, I think, Ferdinand,
okay,
and Kenny Dalglish twice. So what I want to say here, I didn't see, so from 40 pack openings, I didn't see 40 different players. I saw like 20 or 15 players, and they repeated between themselves. And yeah, I think they put the chances only of some prime icons in packs. I didn't see any Inzaghi, any, you know, this bad like Deco, Ricochet. I didn't see this kind of players.
Yeah, there's so many conspiracies about pack weight, and it's just, I say conspiracies because there's no actual data on it, and I don't necessarily believe strongly either way. But some people think at times they literally just release a select bundle, and then you can't pack any of the other ones, or people think sometimes when they do repeatable SBCs that they'll spike the pack weight in the first hour to get people kind of like addicted to them and make it seem like it's really good value. People thought they did that with the base icon where people were getting insane packs.
Yeah,
I
believe the same. I believe this.
Yeah, and I'm saying like I don't even know what to think about it. I know that they, I'm sure they have the capability and can do whatever they really please with it. But there's no evidence to support it, right?
So
all it is just claims right now. But yeah, just letting you guys know, there's a lot of interesting theories out there. And with EA, I could always see them manipulating things to their advantage.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, come on, if they don't communicate so much with us, at least we can do these theories between us.
Yeah, we can speculate, have some fun.
Yeah. So guys, I don't know, this one is quite short.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, maybe some other ideas you have for today, or we can put an end of on it. Just maybe some last thoughts on what we should keep an eye on.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to touch on, I'm just going to pull it up here, is just how the community enjoys stuff like this and how I think EA can keep using the system better. They still haven't done it that much over time. So I'm just looking here over the SBCs. This, I just want to touch on a few that have come out recently. Bruno Fernandes, to me, was extremely overpriced. They're kind of preying on the transfer and the Man U fanboys, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm,
so a lot of people did complete him. I know that for a fact because I saw what went up for links and SBC fodder rose when he came out. So there's a pretty nice completion percentage on him. It wasn't a big enough upgrade for me for that winter refresh to constitute putting that many coins in an untradeable. So I didn't like his price. It seemed a little too high to me. Vidal, I don't have a problem with, especially with the Conmebol cards coming out recently. The only thing that I would complain about is I wish if EA knew they had a potential to use a card like this as a flashback, they wouldn't even do a Footmas SBC for them. Footmas is so random.
Yeah.
They can really do whoever they want. So to do a Vidal in that was fine, but to do another version now later in the year, or maybe to have that potential, maybe as a team, EA makes a list of potential flashbacks before the year and says, okay, let's not use these in other SBCs, because it could make some people frustrated. I personally feel like the cards were big enough in gap and long enough in gap where it's okay, but I can understand how people would be frustrated. And then the last one, and this is the big one, is the Boys in Green SBC. I really love that system, so I wish they did this more with promos, for example. I wish they gave you a player pick reward of up to four options, or even randomly inputted options, right? Maybe you make the SBC more expensive, but you get a selection of cards to pick from. I just think that's really fun for people, and I saw people getting McGeady, I saw people getting Long, and I saw people getting Coleman. So it shows that these three were priced really similarly, and it added some variety to teams, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, this last idea I like a lot. I know that they did some loan SBCs for the shapeshifters,
yeah.
Which was a player pick, so it was out of five players, and it was very nice. I mean, for shapeshifters, I think they did like three or four. So I personally did all of them. Like they were like, I don't know, an 82 rated team or something like this. But for an 82 rated team to get, I don't know who I got. I've got Lucas, I've played with Mendy, center mid, and so on. So it was really nice, and they can do this. Of course, they don't want to do it, but they can do this for later promos. Maybe they will start with this one. So maybe for this, let's say St. Patrick's Day, it was a trial, and they will start doing it with, I don't know, with Fat Birthday, let's say.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
and I know it can't be constant, because think of it, guys. The hardest part about this is making three evenly priced players, or somewhat relatively close players, for example, in a situation like this. Because, you know, say they did a Coleman, and then they did a Long, but his stats were way worse. Everyone would pick one card anyway, and we'd complain, like, oh, why would anyone do this guy? The community is really good and intuitive at thinking like that. So I hope that they find ways to pair together a few cards like this, or maybe they do a left back and a right back, so you have to choose which defender or which side you would need it on. So just some examples like that, and I was fun seeing the community, and I actually did in Discord a poll on who people were taking, and it was a lot of variety, so it's really cool to see.
And what another thing which I realized now that I was checking the squad builders, we have some nice some very good players in SBCs today. So today, if you have fathers, or I don't know, if you have enough coins, you can get the following players. You can get Neymar, which is very good. You can get Messi. You can get Bruno Fernandes. Okay, he has a similar card, which is cheaper, but okay. Arturo Vidal, it's a nice card. You can do it. You can do Ramos. You can do Hazard.
Sandro.
You can do Sané. You can get a very good center back in Jerome Boateng. So, guys, we might not have the icon SBCs from last year, but if you have untradeables in your team, you have a good amount of OP end game cards which you can complete.
Agreed,
and it's a nice thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that with the moments, kind of like you said, it's so nice to have ongoing SBCs, right? So we're really pleased when Ramos and Sandro got added. So I hope that if they choose not to do icons, which is the first thing we hope for, right? Ideally, they do icon SBCs again. I think that's what the community wants. That's what I want. Even if they're more expensive, to make it worth, to make it fair to them or whatever they value, that's fine by me. But if they're not going to do it, they need to be releasing these moments more frequently and having a lot of variety in them. So the Boateng, the Ramos, and Sandro were fantastic because people are getting so many untradeables. And we talked about now just like if people get, you know, that Iniesta or Paulinho or some of those other cards, some of those are just SBC fodder to people. So they look at it as a reduction of cost to something they can complete. So I hope that they do a little bit better with it next year if they choose to go that route, but ideally they bring back icon SBCs anyway. Speaking of icons, do you want to go through some of our top choices for icon swaps quick?
Sure. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to give mine, and then you give yours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Cannavaro, for me, is probably my top high token pick as a loan player, just because, like, a specific individual player, just because he's extremely meta. You know, he's got 99 jumping. Crossing isn't as important this game, so because his defense stats are almost full, you can even up his pace more. That card gets insane. He's definitely a top five center back, in my opinion, so that's awesome. Petit, I think he's pretty good as a pick. You know, using his moments was a nice option there. I'd be fine with that if you're in need of a CDM. Of course, he has the great French links too. I mean, icon links in general, but he looks really good to me. Maldini is a great option. I know many people are going for him because you can couple this with the icon pack. Maldini is still considered a top center back. He hasn't dropped below a million coins all year, so I really like him. Dalglish is, he kind of plays similarly to Ben Yedder, in my opinion. I used this card earlier in the year. So if you like Yedder with the five-star weak foot, Dalglish is awesome as an attacker. And then as for the lower value ones, literally my favorite option is the icon pack. I would do that over Trezeguet, over Gattuso, Litmanen. Those guys wouldn't make my team. I know I have more coins than some people, but those would never make my team. So I rather just take a gamble on the icon pack. I looked over all cards, and it looks like around 30% is just a rough estimate would start in players' teams. So that's you know, decent value for only 9 tokens, which you can get nearly immediately. I know you said you already got it. Many have. I would totally take that.
Yeah, so personally, so you can get now, for the next 40 days, you can get 12 tokens.
Mm-hmm.
So for 12 tokens, I think the best option is the icon prime icon SBC. Of course, I've got a goalkeeper which I'm not ever gonna use. But if you are, let's say, if your team isn't worth more than 1 or 2 million,
I agree with that.
Then you can go for Gattuso. You can go for Gattuso if you're a little bit afraid, if you don't really want a goalkeeper in your icon pack, Gattuso. I know a friend of mine is getting Gattuso, and Gattuso is 6 or 7 tokens. So that's very fast to do. You can just relegate in divisions and get that in, I don't know, in a couple of hours. So it's not like a big effort on that.
Yep.
And from the big ones, I would get, remember, big ones, you may need to wait like another, I don't know, like 1 month and something to get all of them, maybe even more.
Yep.
So I would get Petit, Cannavaro, or Garincha. I've played also with Capita. He's a very good right back, but there are a lot of right. My theory regarding icons and icon SBCs in general, and base icon SBCs and stuff like that, is don't get defenders or goalkeepers, because during the year there will be a lot of SBCs which you would want to do, but you already have an endgame icon there, and there's no point of getting that. And I know a lot of people took, for example, Zanetti right back in icon swaps 2 or 1, and there are a lot of right backs which came after on that position. So yeah, that might be. I would go for an attacking position, or for a center position like Petit, which you can like put as a striker or as a CM and make some chemistry in your team. That would help a lot.
Yep. Yeah, so, and yeah. I think Florian said it so well there. Some of these cards, it's not like we're saying they're bad, but sometimes we're taking into account, you know, what's been going on in foots. Or Capita is one of those perfect examples where I don't even look at him really. He's a great card, don't get me wrong. He's super meta. I really liked his prime right back when he released, but like Florian said, Zambrata and Zanetti were done so heavily in those first seasons. And then on top of that, we have Moments Ramos, who is, you know, right up there with this card, and you can get him anytime right now. So I think that's the main reason we're not even looking at a card like Capita.
Yeah, exactly. And let's say The one which now, because I did the 9 tokens already, I want to buy for my team is Kenny Dalglish. I've played with him in some drafts at the beginning of the game, and man, he was unreal. We just pressed the shot button and he scored the goal. He was unreal.
Yeah, he's like a Yetter, of course, with the icon links, but if you have those two up top, it's incredible. And then one last question for you on these swaps. What did you think of the player selection?
Honestly, firstly, I wasn't very happy. And let me tell you why. I wasn't very happy because they put Maradona and Zidane as the, let's say, the most important names in this team. But they weren't the best. They weren't the best versions of them.
Exactly.
So, okay, it's hard to get 23 tokens, but I don't know. Give at least one player who's like very, very good and very, very nice. For example, they could have done Hulit middle icon, or I don't know, some other icons. Firstly, I wasn't so happy. Now, because I see that a lot of people are happy taking, I don't know, Dalglish or getting the Prime icon SBC or a lot of people are happy with the selection, so I can understand that for low mid budget teams, these are a good player pick.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's missing a few pieces. I think we would have loved those big names, and this is the one time where like I'm kind of in between. So there's a lot of casuals or a lot of players that they almost wanted all icons, I feel, to be accessible via swaps, right? So they wanted their Eusebios, their R9s, their Hullets. And EA, that's not in EA's interest, right, to give those out for free. But, you know, like I said, I'm kind of in between. So if people are willing to grind and say literally get every token, right, you're on the game almost daily or you're on it extensively during these swaps, maybe do a nice, like you said, a mid-Hullet or even like a middle R9, something that costs millions of coins. And the reason I say that is because they're gonna get these cards in April, guys. Like, it's really late in the year. If people are willing to grind every single token at some of these times, I do think there should be a top reward or maybe a good player pick. We never saw Eusebio or Ronaldo feature whatsoever, any version in these swaps, so that's one of my problems with it. Even a baby R9 I think would have been better received than like a Moments Bergkamp, unfortunately. Or even a Raquel May. I have no idea why he's in here in such high tokens. But
yeah, and honestly, think at something. You need to, so if you want to get all the 12 tokens this month, you need to win one game in Legendary in squad battles with a Brazilian team. And it might sound easy for you and me, Jake, but for a lot of people, it's not so easy. I mean, okay, you can draft with bronze teams from squad battles. You can choose like the bronze teams there. But honestly, there are some people who are not that good to beat in Legendary the AI, and that's why I think they could have put some let's say bigger names. I was checking now the prices, and there is no icon above 2 million. In this selection, so maybe one icon at around 3 or 4 million would have been nice, like let's say for an end game, and they could have gave it like in late April when team of the season was here, and it was good enough.
I totally agree with that. And it's funny because, and I actually haven't looked at this until today, but it's funny because you can see how people feel about the selections of these icons with upvotes or downvotes, where people, well, if people say they're completing the SBC at least. And Zidane and Riquelme have the worst ratings. Riquelme, because he's a terrible card. I mean, I'm just going to speak transparently on here. He just doesn't fit the meta at all. I think if you look at like Ilicic stats, his are similar and he's never used in foot. Baby Hullet is also ranked really low. He doesn't play very good in this game, and now so many cards are Hullet game, it doesn't seem very special for Baby Hullet. And then Zidane, that card doesn't play very well in this game. I actually used him really early, and he didn't even feel very special, even when he was like 2.5 million. But more importantly, you can't finish an icon swaps in April with a baby as one of the top candidates. So That's my big complaint with that Zidane is you can't have a baby version when we have moments available. Like, it has to be at least the middle.
Yeah. We'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah.
And guys, I hope next time, next Wednesday or when we're going to release the next episode, we have a new promo which we are happy about.
Yep.
And I hope also all this situation worldwide gets better. Everybody hopes that. Thanks for watching or for listening. Always, as always, stay safe and see you next time.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and wash your hands.